Hello?
Oh, hi, LaShera. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Yes, I think I sent you guys an email and letting you know that I would pay what I was owed.
Yes.
I mean, what I owe you guys?
That's why I'm calling, because until that settles, the payments do reoccur and I can't cancel it. So I wanted to contact you before that happens. You still have a little bit of time, though, because right now you're past due for $199, but come April 19th, it would reoccur to $398. And I don't want that to happen to you because I saw your email that you're wanting to cancel, right?
No. You guys don't reoccur anything because I have asked that you guys stop your services. Stop your website that got that man that got our account messed up. Stop everything that you guys are doing for me. I don't want any more services. But you guys are going to be paid. I do not want any more services, and that should be why I'm getting charged reoccurrence. It's because I'm using your services, but I'm not.
So I understand where you're coming from, LaShera, but the issue is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 19th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So now we're past due. You know, the account is past due from March 19th, and we don't have a way to cancel it until it settles, unless you want to settle that right now, and then I can cancel it, and you'll get a confirmation email that it's been canceled, and you won't have to worry about any further charges.
How can you guys, wait a minute, you talk about 3 days prior. I'm telling you, prior to April 19th, don't do anything else for Mount Up LLC.
But right now the account's past due, so I don't have a way to eliminate the month-to-month subscription on a past due account. I do have a way to eliminate it once it's settled. Then I can eliminate it, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. Are you thinking that the $199 would be a little bit tight between now and, say, April 16th?
I'm not sure. All I can think of is y'all are still going to be charging me for y'all crappy services.
Okay.
I don't want that.
No, okay. I don't want that to happen either, LaShera. What's crappy about the service? Or what did you experience?
Okay,
you said something about the site that you didn't like, you know?
No, well, the site, I'm telling you, the site was okay. You know, after I spoke with you guys, mm-hmm. the site got back right. What did is I can't find myself nowhere. You guys gave me a 30 days. Then after 30 days, I still couldn't find me anywhere. You made my regular page, which you guys said I didn't have in the beginning, a duplicate. Now that's gone. You know, even when I could at least was seen with that Google profile page. Then on top of it, once I started, you know, getting heat to what telling you guys that there's no performance, I get this strange email from a customer by the name of Raymond Lee through you guys' website. Raymond Lee wrote a bogus check for $4,000, caused all kind of problems with my banking account, all kinds of problems with it.
That's horrible.
And so, yeah, and so, you know, I can't, and he came through you guys, like, he was a lead from you guys, and I'm just like, no, he was a direct lead, and I'm just like, no, I mean, like I said, I was very pleased with the website. You guys get an A-plus for the website, but all that other stuff, not being seen, the man with the incident that happened.
The one and only phone call we ever
had. So at one point in time, some people was reaching me through a number that was out there that wasn't even mine. I had to get that fixed. It just was a lot of stuff. It's just a lot of stuff. And
thank
I just feel
you
like,
so
you
much,
know,
LaSherry, for explaining all of this to me. I would be totally alarmed, too, if I was in your shoes. So I want to let you know one thing is that when you're on the first page of Google, and when someone goes to your website and they fill out that contact form, we don't have a way to verify if they're an actual client or if they're some scam guy that's going to write you a $4,000 bad check. That's for you guys to kind of do a little bit of due diligence and feel him out a little bit. One thing that looks fishy to me about that inquiry, because I'm on your dashboard and I can see it, is that he put, good day, we have some countertop fabrication, need to install in a kitchen. If possible, can you do it? But he didn't put his address in there. And that's always a red flag. Usually when a legitimate lead comes through the dashboard, you can see their name, their phone number, their email address, and their physical address. He didn't put a physical address in here. So that's kind of, you know, like I said, a little bit of a red flag. Most people, when they see you on the first page of Google, they will click to your call you directly or go to your site for immediate contact. But there are rare occurrences where they can't contact you because they're at work or they're with family. So those legitimate people will plug in their information so you can contact them. But this guy not leaving his, you know, putting his address in, and then also the way he put good day, it almost seems to me like he might be one of those scam guys in Nigeria or something, you know? He didn't, like, talk in the same way that we would talk, you know what I mean? So.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
There is another people that has promised that to prevent this from happening to me again, they go through all my leads to make sure they are legitimate. And I just really kind of liked it that because I don't want this type of stuff. Right now I'm in trouble with my bank. Right now I got all kind of things. I got rent due. I got other business, other things that I pay to advertise going on and my money into that. And because I didn't have security with my website or, I don't know. I just feel like once I put pressure on that I wasn't getting any traction, all of a sudden I got a lead from Raymond Lee and then
That's so scary.
That is so scary.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Plus, it was your first lead that you've got, so you don't really know how to recognize is it a bogus lead or not. You know what I mean? So let me give you a couple of options, LaSherry, only because you said that you do like the website. So I'm not supposed to do this, but just because you experienced that horrible experience, I'll get an override on it. If you like, I can cancel the program and allow you to just keep the site, and that's $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So, like I said, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $199 to $49, but if you think that that would work, I would get it overridden for you. And it would benefit you because right now there's a big orange banner up on the top of your site saying, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. Once that, you know, hosting fee gets overridden, then that orange banner would get off of your site and, you know, you can start using it again. And then if you ever have a question on a lead that comes through the site, use me as a point of contact. Just, you know, text me, say, hey, Tina, can you look at this lead and tell me if you think it looks, you know, kosher or not? Because I can usually recognize the ones that are kosher from the ones that aren't. But my main, you know, determining factor in that is the people that put in a valid address that's local to you. You know, they usually will do that. Do you think that that would work?
You drive a hard bargain there, Tina. Like I said,
well, I don't want to approach the vice president of my corporation and try to get an override for you if you think that it won't work. You know, that's why I just want to ask you, because if you do think that it'll work, I'm more than happy to do it for you, because I do, you know, hear what you're saying, and that's very scary what you experienced, even though, you know, we had nothing to do with that guy, you know, contacting you through the form, because all he did was look you up on the internet and he found you. So it could have been like anybody that did it, right? It's not like Local Splash was involved in that. But I do understand, being that it was the very first lead, how it would be so scary, you know, that that happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then if you think that that would work, what I could do also is once we collect the 49, which we don't have to do today because your bank account's a little messed up, you know. But once
I got to find a whole new bank account. I had to talk to police officers who thought I was a part of some money laundering. I had to prove that I'm actually, you know, a business, and that this guy and all type of paperwork. And
I'm so sorry. That's horrible. So, I want to give you just a heads up only, because you said, oh, I decided to, you know, cancel the Local Splash idea and I started working with another company. What those new companies don't tell you, there's a scam going around where they call you up and they promise you the moon and the stars, but how they do it is by saying, oh, you know, we've been looking at Local Splash accounts and a lot of people are noticing that they're not doing Google's best practices and their websites are only copy and paste, and they put it all these fears in your mind.
Yeah, that's
that,
exactly how they came out.
Oh, how funny,
website. But they couldn't get to me with that. What they did get to me with was when they said that, you know, when I let them know that, you know, I've been thinking of someone else because of the incident that occurred between me and Local Splash, they were like, yeah, we can secure you and make sure that doesn't happen. They knew I was happy with the website. I am very happy with you guys' website. I don't care if it's copy and paste. It's beautiful to me.
Yeah, I think I know what company that is. They're called Ollie, right? They're the ones that they're calling up and they're saying all these horrible things that Local Splash isn't doing. But if you do a little bit of due diligence on them, you'll notice that they're not a premier partner with Google, right? But also, they don't have access to your Google listing. So if you signed up with them, and they should have contacted us and said, hey, we need, you know, to get access to the Google listing. They haven't. So what they're doing is they're taking that money that you spent with them and throwing it down the toilet. Because if they had contacted us, I would have seen a note on the account, you know, oh, so-and-so from Ollie called and tried to get access to the Google page, but there's nothing here showing that they even initiated that. Now, since we finally have the Google listing verified and optimized and it's starting to rank on the first page, what I want you to do, whether you decide to continue working with us for the $49 or not, is I want you to start working on getting a 5-star rating on that Google listing, okay? Because that's going to help you with adding to your credibility and getting a higher conversion. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that, because the Google listing that we created for you and verified, that belongs to your business. Mount Up owns that, okay? Right now, we're just managing it for you to do the optimization to get you on the first page, right? But that belongs to you. So when you get 5-star ratings on it, that'll always stick with your company. So the email, it will say, learn how to get more reviews, and it'll already be hyperlinked to your Google listing. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Mount Up. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. And because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. Right, and then it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to actually achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
I have some people that say they're going to do it.
Yeah, you know, that's why this tool works so good, LaSherry, because I work for an internet marketing company and I know how important creating a good reputation online is. And oftentimes I have a good experience with a business and I tell them, look, as soon as I get home, I'm going to go and give you a 5-star rating because I know that that will help you. But the problem is sometimes when I'm outside of that moment, that idea gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So the reason that this works so successfully is because the person is already in their email. They click on it. They see the Mount Up Google listing. And they say, wow, that's right. I am happy with them. And they just proceed and give you 5 stars. Plus, you're in control of it because you're going to be the one forwarding that email out to past and present clients. So you know how in business there's always that one client somewhere that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So don't send this to that guy. Right? Only send it to the one that you're confident that will, you know, do a good thing, you know, give you that 5-star rating.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So what I did was I'm getting an override for your pricing, so we'll put you into that hosting package. And then I know that you said you need some time to get all the accounts figured out, which is fine. Right. So what I'll do is I'll put a note on here to maybe follow up with you next week. And if anything changes, you know, feel free to call me. I'm at extension 777, okay?
Okay. Well, as of right now, I'm out running around now looking for a bank account. A couple of them have told me no because of what's going on. But I'm sure I'm going to be able to find something. I have a lead on Wells Fargo, and I'm sure by the end of this week, or I hate to say next week because I don't want to go that long without cashing my check.
Yeah, whenever you're able to take care of it, I'll just push the next billing out 30 days for you. So even if you get close to that April 19th date, then what I'll do is I'll eliminate that payment. We'll take the $49, and then we'll push the next one out 30 days. So that way you won't have to worry about having two payments so close together. But moving forward, you'll be in that $49 package for the website hosting. Now, if that other company, if you did pay them already, I would suggest to, you know, call them and let them know to cancel it, or maybe even call your bank and let them know that it was fraudulent, because if they took your money,
they can't do anything. They're at, like, I scheduled them out a week as well because, like I said, I have no account at this time. Because they don't want to, the bank that I was with don't want to do business with what happened. Me thinking that it was a legit check, I just went and deposited into the account as normal instead of taking it in into a bank teller. So now it doesn't look right. You get what I'm saying there?
No, you know what? The bank tellers can't tell either. I'll tell you something. My daughter got scammed several years ago out of some money by helping a friend. She came through this whole, like, oh, I'm getting evicted and I can't cash my check because of XYZ, and can I meet you at the bank and sign the check over and you can, you know, deposit it and give me the money. So long story short, I advised my daughter, don't do it. Oh, no, I trust her. She's my friend. I'll help her. And after 10 days, the check bounced. And she got in the same situation with you, where all of her bank accounts froze and she wasn't able to open up an account. And so your Wells Fargo lead is actually really good, because of all the banks, they were the ones that finally allowed her to have a new account. So I was kind of, you know, happy about it. It wasn't a good thing that she had to switch banks and, you know, go through all that. But the Wells Fargo was the one that kind of fixed it for her and allowed her to have a new account.
Nice.
So, yeah, hopefully that works out for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just texted you my direct line to LaSherry. So if you get any more of those scam callers that are saying, you know, hey, you know, I'm a good day and I need, you know, countertops and you want to know if it's legit, you could reach out to me. Or if you get a scam caller saying, you know, local flush isn't within Google's best practices and in order to do so, you have to spend more money with us, just tell them, look, I'm dealing with Tina at Local Splash. She does my marketing. You have to talk to her. They're a scam company, so I know they're not going to talk to me. But it's a good way for you to kind of defer all that nonsense away, you know, and then you don't have to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, goodness gracious.
Yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and,
yeah.
I'm going to let David know I'm not going to move forward with him, and we'll just go ahead and work this out, Tina, so I can stay with you guys, because I really am happy with the Local Splash website. I like it, and I like what you guys did for my Facebook page.
Yes.
I'm very pleased.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time. We've been in business 20 years this December. We opened up in 2004. So, yeah, we definitely are the best of the best, and we know what we're doing. So, yeah, if you have any questions, you can call me. And then if not, I'll follow up with you in a week or so, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that we talked, and have a really great rest of your day, too. Yeah, I know. We definitely had to clear up a couple things, and thank you for, you know, being candid and telling me about that bogus lead on the dashboard, because that definitely would have scared me too, you know?
Yeah, so. He got my address and where my kids lay their heads.
But here's the good thing, LaSherry, is once this starts kicking in and you get some 5-star reviews and you start getting some legitimate leads, when you do get a one-off bogus lead like that, the nice thing is it's not charging you extra. You know what I mean? It's all inclusive with the package. So that's the nice thing is that, you know, if you get one once in a while that you're like, oh, that looks fishy, I don't want to call him, fine, no problem. It didn't cost you anything extra to
receive it. How do I know? Like, I didn't know. I honestly believe that Raymond was I worked it like a real lead. How would you know? Like,
okay, so how you would know is on his lead, and that's why I say if you're ever in doubt, you could always send me a quick text or call me. But how you know is on your contact form on your site, it asks for name, address, phone number, email address, and message. So if they leave their address out, then to me that looks fishy. How are they wanting to get countertops or even get a quote for countertops if they're not giving you their address? Because how can
he gave me his address. We
no, but he didn't. He didn't on the form though. On the form he put he put Raymond Lee, LeeRaymond391 at gmail.com, and then a phone number. And for the address, he just put FL. He didn't put where he is in Florida. So usually if it's a legit lead, they'll put, oh, I'm at 123 Main Street and I'm in this city and state. You know what I mean? Because how are you going to give them a quote if you don't know their address? Because, you know, what if it's 50 miles away? That's going to cost you more, you know?
Right.
So what I would just recommend is just, you know, if you ever are in doubt, you would know. But also someone that wants to pay you by check, you could say, look, I'll take your check payment, but it takes 10 days to clear from the bank. So I can't, you know, purchase any countertops or do any work for you until I know that the check clears. You know what I mean? Because with my daughter, when she helped out her friend, the teller didn't know that the check was bad. We had to, you know, wait the 10 days, and all of a sudden things started bouncing, you know. So, yeah, just, you know, if you do a check.
Well, mine was kind of immediate because my bank and me have been dealing with, you know, big checks for a while. And so they were able to clear my checks in 3 days. But now I'm sure with the new place where I'm going to have to go, I'll have to start all over again with my checks and wait 30 days for them to clear and stuff.
So what happened with that Raymond Lee person? Did he get some products from you or some service from you while that was happening, or were you telling him he had to wait?
Well, all he did was, because he wanted us to purchase the sinks, we do purchase the sinks for some of our customers when we do the countertops. Yeah. Through our Amazon link, I did actually purchase one, but me and Amazon have, like I say, have a relationship. They were able to credit me back the money because they know I'm going to buy again.
Good.
But foremost, it was just time, energy, and then my bank account. So that's just all that really was lost. The bank account, the $4,000, what was going on with that, it just flagged the... And like I asked my bank, I've been here for, 3 years. Can you guys... It's just a flag to them. They don't want to deal with it, so...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, the good news is, like you said, you have a good lead. I think that Wells Fargo will be able to help you. You know, this happened to my daughter years ago when she was in college, so they could have changed their policies. But mm-hmm. I think that they should be able to help you since they, were able to help her in the past. And I don't even know if we told them anything about what was going on. We just said, hey, we want to open up an account. And when they took her information, her ID, her social, they said, okay, we can open up an account for you. And we were good with that,
Yeah, like, I don't have plans on telling them. I'm just telling
exactly.
you guys.
Exactly. Yeah, because we had been everywhere and no one wanted to help her. So finally we're like, let's try Wells Fargo and they were able to help her. And they have ways of looking people up by the ID. And, if there's a red flag on your ID, they'll come back and tell you.
Yep.
If they don't say anything, then you're good to go.
The first bank I tried, I learned to keep my mouth closed was Regions. And,
oh, yeah,
And I gave that lady my life story, and she was like, no.
Yeah, that's why I like to, that at least, with the different, banks that my daughter had been to that turned her away, I was happy that Wells Fargo at least gave her that chance, because that would have really sucked, because we heard, that's going to take 5 or 7 years, I forget what it was, to get off of your history.
Yep.
And then I thought, could you imagine if she had to be a cash-only person for 7 years? That would be horrible, and not have a bank account, especially being that she was going off to college, So I was so thankful that, Wells Fargo was able to help her, and, she rebuilt everything. And like you say, now it's a non-issue. And that girl's parents that scammed her, they are ethical people, and they bumped into us one day, and they made it right. They said, look, we heard what happened, and we know that our daughter is not doing the right thing, and she's moving around from state to state and doing this to other people. But since we know you, the wife said, I talked to my husband, and we're going to fix it for you, and they paid her the money back. I was very happy that they did that. So,
nice.
Yeah.
I hope I bump into Raymond directly after I get done telling him my mind. Pay me my money.
Exactly. So, it's kind of miraculous that it wasn't the girl. The girl's name was Malu, but it was her parents that did it. So maybe you'll run into Raymond's relative or something that'll fix it for you. So, we know what a bum he is, but here.
My goodness.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, and have a really great rest of your week. Okay, LaSherry?
Yes. Thank you, Tina.
You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.